verbalize that sliding into the defensive end? All the guys are talking about the alignments and everything. How much fun that is for you to be able to
Oh, man, that's great. Moving up front, you know, we can line up anywhere. Putting other guys up front, line them up anywhere and go. So that's the best part about it.
You think it intimidates offenses?
I don't know what it do. Make them game plan a lot harder. So it's helping us out. We won the first game doing it. So we're going into week two, we're going to keep playing and hope we get away with the second victory.
Even in one game, can you see exactly what you said playing out, where it is difficult for the opponent to know what's coming their way because of how many different things you can give them from a look standpoint?
Yeah, we got a lot of guys up front who can get to the quarterback, and you can't just double one of us. It's like you double one of other guys winning. Everybody was winning, so we got to hope we keep that going, and offense have a hard time game planning against us and keep winning games.
Y'all had 5 sacks with J.J. getting no sacks. How nice will it be whenever he gets back to his old self and then all the rest of y'all are still doing what you did last week?
How nice would it be? That'd be great. We expect him to come out there and perform at a high level, which, you know, he got a lot of pressure, so that counts. Pressure equals big plays, too. Got a lot of turnovers. Third down pressure helped get us off the field, so we're going to say he didn't do much. These guys just got to keep playing week by week.
How difficult does it make it when there's multiple guys that are known as people that can really get to the quarterback on your
team? Well, it's very difficult, man. Guys improving, Whitney picking his game up. I'm getting better, JJ getting better. It's like I said to him, other offenses are going to have to game plan a lot harder than what they've been doing. You got a game plan for all of us up front, and you got to keep rushing and keep coming, trying to get to the quarterback.
JD, the challenges of going against a quarterback like Alex Smith, who can kind of run and very efficient with the ball?
No, we got to contain him, keep him in the pocket. We know that's what he's going to do, make plays with his feet. And we got to keep him in the pocket and try to make him force the ball, throw the ball up so our DBs can make some interceptions and try to get the ball to the offense.
Is there anything specific that you're working on yourself or you're really looking to do this week that maybe you didn't do last week?
No, I'm just going to keep playing the same way I've been playing, aggressive, hard, and just hope for the best. Keep playing.
Can you mention that this game is any different than any other just because you've seen Kansas City twice recently and they beat you both times?
Nah, man, that's behind us. It's a new season. The guys looking forward to playing them. Like in every other game on our schedule, we're looking forward to playing all the guys. So it's a big game. Every game is going to be big, and you got to come out there and try to get the win.
I've been watching your video. What impressed you in their comeback? What were they doing? They caught fire offensively for that comeback win last week.
They started making plays. I don't know. Alex Smith really brought them back, making plays with his legs. Like I said, he running around, making plays, throwing the ball down the field, running for first down. We got to really control him and Kelsey and all the other guys, all the big playmakers, and try to take them away from the game and make them throw it to someone else and try to make plays.
How different is the Chiefs offense without without Charles?
They still got a lot of threats. It's still a difficult offense. We still got to go prepare because the other wear guy can run the ball just as well. So we got to prepare and come out with a game plan and try to go out there and execute.
On Av's question, you know, obviously it's a new season, but not being able to play against the Chiefs in the playoffs last year and seeing what happened, is that any motivator at all?
I get motivated playing, period. So I just want to go out there, perform at a high level, and go out here and play hard for my team.
Romeo said that mentally and physically you thought you were ready to play DE lineup there as well as outside linebacker. Was the learning curve a little bit easier because of how you'd lined up in college?
Yeah, I never played down there, really, so it's all new to me. I'm just going out there trying to be disruptive and, I do what they ask me to do.
Do you feel like the learning curve, how has it come along for you now in this
year? It's a lot easier than an outside linebacker. You just listen to the call, move to the left or the right, couple steps, and get off the ball and stay in your gap. So it's a lot easier than linebacker. So, you know.
Is there more of a comfort putting your hand in the dirt as opposed to standing up?
In the 3-4? I don't know, man. You know, it is what it is. You got to do what they ask me to do. Come out there and perform. So I'm looking forward to playing against the Chiefs.
When you woke up Monday, could you tell that?
Yeah, I could tell I played in the inside. Yeah, my whole body was hurt. Yeah. I was beat. So I was like, oh, I'm back down in these trenches now. So it was rough. But, you know, that's what them 2 days did for me, helped me get my body back under me and get ready to prepare for the Chiefs.